Good morning. It's November 8, 2025. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app.
This report discusses Meta Platforms and its recent stock performance following its third quarter earnings report. Motley Fool's latest research indicates that despite a significant decline in Meta's stock price, the sell-off may be overblown, highlighting the company's potential for long-term growth despite rising expenses. Meta has seen its share price drop significantly, down over 15%, in just a few days after its earnings announcement. In the second half of this year, the stock has declined by 1.5%, contrasting sharply with gains in broader market indices like the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ Composite. This reaction seems to stem from investor concerns about rising operating expenses outpacing revenue growth, leading to lower operating margins. However, it's important to note that Meta still boasts an impressive operating margin of 40%. Even with increased spending on its family of apps, the company is actively investing in its future, particularly in artificial intelligence, and building its own data centers. This strategic spending is aimed at enhancing user engagement, especially on platforms like Instagram, which in turn boosts advertising revenue. Moreover, while the company is currently incurring losses in its Reality Labs division, these investments are viewed as long-term bets that could eventually yield significant returns. Despite the current challenges, Meta's balance sheet remains strong, with a considerable amount of cash and marketable securities on hand, allowing it to absorb these costs while still focusing on growth. In terms of valuation, Meta's price-to-earnings ratio has dropped to under 30, making it an appealing option for growth investors looking for value among the top technology stocks. Overall, while the recent sell-off reflects a cautious market sentiment towards spending on AI, Meta's fundamentals suggest that it remains a strong candidate for long-term investment.
This commentary discusses the potential for Dogecoin to generate significant returns for investors by 2026, based on insights from Motley Fool. According to Motley Fool's latest report, Dogecoin has gained a legendary status within the cryptocurrency community, often associated with the hope of making quick fortunes during bull markets. However, the report highlights that while it's tempting to dream about turning a modest investment into millions, the math behind such a scenario is daunting. Currently, Dogecoin boasts a market capitalization of around $25 billion. For an investor to turn a $10,000 investment into $1 million, the coin would need to experience an astonishing 100-fold increase in value. This would require Dogecoin's market cap to soar to approximately $2.5 trillion, surpassing even Bitcoin's current valuation of about $2.1 trillion. Achieving this level of growth would necessitate a strong new narrative to attract a substantial influx of capital. Unfortunately, there is little evidence suggesting that such a narrative is on the horizon, nor is there a clear path for Dogecoin's technology to significantly advance. Additionally, favorable macroeconomic conditions, such as low interest rates and loose monetary policies, would be essential to facilitate this growth. The report notes that millionaire-making opportunities typically arise from assets that have mechanisms to create value over time, like revenue generation or controlled supply. Dogecoin lacks these fundamental characteristics, such as cash flows or a mechanism to reduce supply, making it unlikely to produce millionaire outcomes, particularly by 2026. That said, the speculative nature of the market means some investors may still be drawn to Dogecoin, driven by hype, celebrity endorsements, or a general bullish market sentiment. While a rally is possible, particularly in a favorable market environment, the report warns that investing in Dogecoin currently resembles gambling more than sound investment strategy. In summary, while the allure of a quick profit exists, the odds heavily favor skepticism regarding Dogecoin's potential for dramatic growth in the near future.
This commentary addresses the current downturn in sentiment within the cryptocurrency market, particularly following a recent crash. As highlighted by Motley Fool, investor confidence in major cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Solana has taken a significant hit. This decline comes after a flash crash earlier this month, which has led many to question the viability of the entire asset class. The mood among crypto investors is increasingly pessimistic, with rising discussions about shifting investments into more stable avenues like equity index funds. A recent analysis indicates that while the stock market has seen some gains, leading cryptocurrencies have suffered considerable losses. This stark contrast is prompting many to consider exiting the crypto space altogether. The crash has intensified worries about the inherent risks associated with cryptocurrencies, especially when compared to the more stable stock market, where institutional investment tends to provide a buffer against volatility. However, it's important to remember that a single month of poor performance doesn't define the long-term potential of these assets. In fact, over the past year, many cryptocurrencies have outperformed the stock market, even with recent turbulence taken into account. This suggests that panic-driven decisions may not be the best approach. Investors are encouraged to revisit their reasons for holding these assets, particularly Bitcoin, and consider whether the fundamentals that led them to invest still hold true. For those looking to navigate this downturn, it might be wise to consider accumulating Bitcoin and Ethereum during this period of weakness, while being cautious with smaller positions in riskier altcoins. Assessing one's risk tolerance is also crucial. If the current volatility is causing sleepless nights, it may be time to adjust holdings to a more comfortable level. Investors should also focus on long-term strategies, such as dollar-cost averaging, instead of reacting impulsively to market fluctuations. Maintaining a diversified portfolio, including stock index funds, can provide a stabilizing effect during turbulent times. Ultimately, a measured approach, focusing on future potential rather than short-term setbacks, may yield better results for those invested in cryptocurrencies.
This report covers Cathie Wood's ARK Invest increasing its stake in Bitmine while reducing its holdings in Tesla. Based on findings published by Cointelegraph, ARK Invest has made a significant move by adding around $2 million in shares of the Ether treasury firm Bitmine across its exchange-traded funds. This comes as Bitmine's stock has skyrocketed 415% this year, reaching a price of over $40 in after-hours trading. Interestingly, ARK's investment in Bitmine aligns with the firm's strategy to embrace digital asset exposure, particularly since Bitmine began accumulating Ethereum as a treasury asset earlier this year. Meanwhile, ARK has also scaled back its position in Tesla, selling approximately 71,000 shares worth around $30 million. This reduction marks a notable shift for ARK, as Tesla has been a cornerstone of its investment portfolio since 2018. The timing of this move is particularly interesting, as it coincides with Tesla shareholders approving a substantial compensation package for CEO Elon Musk, which could enhance his control over the company. This package is tied to ambitious performance goals, which, if met, could significantly increase Musk's ownership stake. On another note, despite Bitmine's impressive stock performance, the company is facing challenges due to substantial unrealized losses related to its Ethereum holdings amid a turbulent market for digital assets. Reports indicate that Bitmine currently holds nearly 3.4 million Ethereum, having acquired over 565,000 in just the past month. As we continue to monitor these developments, it will be crucial to watch how these strategic shifts by ARK Invest could influence market dynamics and investor sentiment in both the cryptocurrency and electric vehicle sectors.
This commentary focuses on the exchange between NVIDIA's CEO Jensen Huang and Tesla's CEO Elon Musk regarding semiconductor manufacturing complexities. Insights from Benzinga reveal that Huang has cautioned Musk about the challenges of building an advanced chip fabrication plant. Musk recently announced plans to establish a significant in-house chip facility to support Tesla's expanding artificial intelligence initiatives. This ambitious project aims to produce up to 1 million chips per month, specifically designed for Tesla's next-generation AI processors and supercomputers. His announcement comes on the heels of a shareholder vote that approved an enormous pay package for him. While in Taiwan, Huang pointed out that constructing a state-of-the-art chip factory is incredibly difficult. He emphasized that it's not merely about erecting a building. It involves mastering the intricate engineering, scientific knowledge, and craftsmanship that contribute to the success of leading manufacturers like Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, often referred to as TSMC. During the shareholder meeting, Musk acknowledged Tesla's current partnerships with TSMC and Samsung Electronics. He also hinted at possible discussions with Intel Corporation regarding future collaborations. As for TSMC's stock performance, it closed down slightly but showed a modest increase during after-hours trading, indicating continued investor interest. Overall, TSMC is demonstrating a positive growth trend across various timeframes, according to Benzinga's stock rankings. This situation highlights the competitive dynamics in the semiconductor industry, where expertise and partnerships are critical for success.
This report highlights the significant rise of Zcash, a privacy-focused cryptocurrency, as it surged over 400% in the last month. In recent commentary, Cointelegraph noted that Zcash climbed to a peak of over $700 before settling around $548. This remarkable increase has positioned Zcash as the second largest liquid asset in Arthur Hayes' family office, trailing only behind Bitcoin. The surge aligns with a broader rally in privacy coins, with other cryptocurrencies like Dash, Decred, and ZK Sync also seeing substantial gains of over 100%. In contrast, major cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin and Ether have remained relatively stable amid market uncertainty. Currently, Zcash has a market capitalization of approximately $8.9 billion and is experiencing heightened trading activity, with its 24-hour trading volume increasing significantly. The token operates on a hybrid model, allowing both transparent and shielded transactions, which has made it appealing to investors seeking privacy in their financial activities. Alex Bornstein, the executive director of the Zcash Foundation, mentioned that this recent interest in Zcash appears to be entirely organic, driven by growing public concerns about government surveillance and data privacy. He emphasized that the foundation played no role in the recent surge in attention for Zcash, which has surprised many, including the foundation itself. With a maximum supply capped at 21 million coins, Zcash's unique features seem to resonate with a market increasingly focused on digital privacy and financial autonomy. This commentary discusses investment opportunities in artificial intelligence stocks as we approach the end of the year. According to Motley Fool's latest report, there are numerous compelling stocks benefiting from the ongoing AI race, and investors may want to consider adding them to their portfolios this November. Artificial intelligence continues to be a prime focus for investors, with major companies pouring significant resources into the sector. For instance, NVIDIA, a leader in AI technology through its graphics processing units, has secured orders worth $500 billion for its advanced data center chips over the next 5 quarters. This demand could drive substantial growth for the company, especially considering it generated $165 billion in revenue over the past year. Meanwhile, Broadcom is taking a different route by collaborating with AI hyperscalers to create custom chips tailored for specific workloads. This strategy could enhance performance while reducing costs, though it sacrifices some flexibility compared to NVIDIA's offerings. Both NVIDIA and Broadcom rely on Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing, the world's leading chip manufacturer, to produce their semiconductors. As long as demand for AI computing power remains strong, TSMC is positioned as a solid investment choice. In a surprising turn, Alphabet, the parent company of Google, is seeing its search revenue continue to grow, countering fears that generative AI might replace its core business. The company is also benefiting from its cloud computing segment, which runs AI workloads for clients, providing an additional revenue stream. This makes Alphabet an attractive option for investors, especially given its relatively lower valuation compared to other tech giants. Similarly, Meta Platforms, the owner of Facebook and Instagram, is in a transitional phase. The company has substantial cash reserves for AI investments. However, concerns over its spending have negatively impacted its stock. Despite this, Meta's current valuation is appealing compared to its potential growth, suggesting that it could yield significant returns if market sentiment shifts positively in the coming months. In summary, these AI-related stocks present intriguing opportunities for investors looking to position themselves for growth as we move closer to 2026.
This commentary addresses the growing accessibility of cryptocurrency investing for U.S. investors. As reported earlier by Motley Fool, the landscape for buying and selling cryptocurrencies has evolved significantly, with centralized exchanges like Coinbase, Kraken, and Gemini remaining the most popular platforms. However, the rise of decentralized exchanges has also changed the game, particularly following the collapse of FTX in 2022. Decentralized exchanges, such as Uniswap and PancakeSwap, have gained traction and are now key players in the crypto trading ecosystem. These platforms require users to have a personal blockchain wallet and some familiarity with navigating various cryptocurrencies. Unlike traditional trading platforms that resemble stock trading, these decentralized options function more like foreign exchange trading, reflecting the nature of cryptocurrencies as currencies. For those interested in purchasing well-known cryptocurrencies without diving into complex trading, platforms like Robinhood offer a user-friendly alternative. Robinhood now allows users to trade a range of cryptocurrencies around the clock, making it convenient, especially if you are already using the platform for stock trading. This integration simplifies portfolio management and tax preparation, as the platform generates necessary tax forms. PayPal has also expanded its crypto offerings since it first ventured into this space in October 2020. Users can now buy and sell a variety of cryptocurrencies, including not only Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also Solana and Litecoin. This makes it easier for small businesses to manage their cash flow between cryptocurrency and traditional currency. Mobile applications like MetaMask and Coinbase Wallet have become popular for those looking to trade cryptocurrencies on the go. The ease of buying and selling, particularly for meme coins, has led to significant downloads for blockchain wallet apps. However, users should be cautious and ensure they understand how different blockchains operate. Looking ahead, the crypto investment landscape is set to become even more user-friendly as major brokerages and banks are beginning to integrate crypto trading options. Fintech companies are also launching new products aimed at small business owners. The perception of cryptocurrency investing as daunting is fading, and investors now have a variety of intuitive platforms to choose from. Overall, the days of viewing crypto investing as the Wild West appear to be behind us.
This report focuses on Echo Robotics' advancements in precision spraying technology. In a statement, Benzinga shared that the company will showcase its innovations at the Agritechnica trade show, highlighting its plant-by-plant artificial intelligence technology. Echo Robotics has made significant strides in ultra-high precision spraying, achieving remarkable accuracy in applying herbicides while maintaining the integrity of crops. By utilizing its AI technology, the company has addressed a critical challenge in agriculture, eliminating the necessity for both mechanical and manual weeding. Farmers in Europe and the United States have reported considerable increases in crop yields by using selective herbicides solely on weeds, which leaves the crops untouched. Echo Robotics boasts over 30 crop-specific algorithms, making it a leader in agricultural spraying technology. These algorithms allow for highly targeted applications of herbicides, potentially reducing input costs by up to 95%. Interestingly, Echo Robotics is also recognized for its innovative approach, being the only agricultural equipment manufacturer to receive an award for algorithmic innovation for its Carrot algorithm. This underscores the company's commitment to advancing agricultural practices and improving efficiency for farmers.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening and have a great morning.